It's WMFO Medford with a squeaky chair making itself known before the applause. All right, it's 10:01 in the morning at WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. She is Cass. And we just heard the fifth of the five-song set. You weren't kidding, huh? Freddie Johnston from Live at 33 and a Third. Very tough to find. His version of Wichita Lineman. You say he's from
Kansas.
So that had special meaning to him.
And I mean, it's just such an... That's one of the greatest songs ever written, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you start with a beautiful song like that, and then you find somebody who was able to deliver it for whatever reason.
Yeah, Billy Joel summed it up really well. There's a book about this song, a whole book about one song.
Oh, yeah?
And his is the quote that I remember. He said, "It's a song about an ordinary man thinking extraordinary thoughts."
Hmm. Thank you, Mr. Joel. Appreciate it. And Miss Murray.
Thank you, Mr. Numa.
Mm-hmm. All right, at 10:02 in the morning, going to get back to the new noise. Band from Boston called Key of Caustic has a new release, a brand new single from them, and it's really good. This one is Key of Caustic, New Noise, and this is Watch It Burn. It's WMFO.
Little old boy evil, guess I'll try my dialogue with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down, leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time?
Now here's a razor in the wind. he's got a pistol in his pocket. They say the man is crazy on the coast. Lord, there ain't no doubt about it. Well, all right. Sister Sue, tell me, baby, what are we gonna do? And she said, take two candles and then you burn them out. Make a paper boat, light it and send it out. ¿Dónde vas con mi carro, Rosita? Usted sabe que te quiero. Pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión y mi radio. Ahora quiero llevar mi carro. No me haga así, Rosita. Ven aquí. Hey, usted qué salado, Rosita. Oh.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Come on, children, you're acting like children. Every generation thinks it's the end of the world. Skip it fast. Every generation thinks it's the last. Thinks it's the end of the world. It's a dream down a well. It's a long, heavy hell. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Your age, get back to black meadows and pearls.
yourselves together. Every generation thinks it's the worst, thinks it's the end of the world. It's a secret I can't tell, as a witch down a well. I don't care anymore, I don't care anymore. It's a long, heavy hell, since the size of a tell. I don't care anymore, I don't care anymore. Do you never know? Never know.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:18 in the morning. Just had another five-song set, and me and Cass are going to talk to you about them. We can actually say anything we want because, you know, nobody can hear us because the stream's down. So let's talk about what we had for dinner last night. Nah, forget it. All right, started that last set off with a great Boston band, Key of Caustic. Brand new single in advance of a new record, I believe. It's called Watch It Burn. Best one they've done so far. Really nice job. Elvis Presley just after that with a classic from a compilation that came out in 2007 called The Essential, Elvis Presley. That was Little Sister. The Beatles in 1995 from their collection called Anthology 1. That was a great version of You Can't Do That. I mean, it's already such a cool song. Mm-hmm. Even the way they did it in the beginning, it was just great. And they just, I think that was, well, I'm not going to say it. It was just great. Let's just put it, I'm not going to say it was better. Oh, wait, I just said that. Oh, all right.
I loved it, too.
It was great.
Yeah.
Mink DeVille, the great Mink DeVille, from 2001's album called Cabretta, that was Spanish Stroll, definitely put his spin on that song. It was just a great, great rendition of that. Again, Spanish Stroll. And finished up with Wilco from the album called Wilco, the album. Was You Never Know. Very interesting band they are. Seen them a couple times.
Oh, I've seen them a number of times.
They do all sorts of stuff.
You never know.
No, I mean, you know, I don't know if it's mood or it's whatever, but sometimes you'll see them in there just rocking out, and sometimes you see them and they just don't.
And this current one, the new album out, which is great from this year, it's like the country rock album that like the early fans have been clamoring for ever since.
That's what I feel like I would hear if I put on a Wilco record.
Yep.
There you go. All right, so brand new noise coming up from one of our favorite bands called Hummingbird Syndicate from Boston, and their new record is Sound and Light. Where do you hear this one? This is awesome. This one's called Memo from Mars. It's new noise at WMFO.
Thank you. I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure I never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like you.
She won't leave me. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever. When he holds me tight, fever. I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
To lift, but the night.
10:39 in the AM here at WMFO Medford. Mike here along with Cass, and we just finished another five-song set, within which the first and the fifth songs were Boston artists. I love that. I love when that happens.
Likewise.
Yeah, I wonder who picks these sets and puts them together.
He's a genius, clearly.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, right. It is me. That's right. All right, so let me start with the last one that we heard, the fifth song of the set. That was Sarah Levesque from right here in Western Massachusetts, from the latest record that they did in 2014, It's Been Too Long. That was a Beautiful Defeat.
Great song.
Great song, great performance by her, great performance by Peter Zarkaitis, her partner and guitar player. It's just great all around. They actually have a recurring appearance at the Plow and Stars every month on a Sunday. So if you can, if you're around Cambridge, Massachusetts, go see Sarah Levesque and Peter. You won't be disappointed. Just before that was a classic from Peggy Lee, from a record called Things Are Swingin', a remaster in 2004. That was Fever. And our BQ from 1978's great record called At Yankee Stadium, which Cass and I agree we won't hold against them.
That's right.
No, being Bostonians. That's called I Love Her, She Loves Me. And so simple and so perfect. All right, again, NRBQ, and I Love Her, She Loves Me. The Young Rascals owned the second song of the set from 1967, a mono album called Groovin' That Was a Girl Like You. Can't get enough of that stuff.
Love the Rascals.
It's just yeah. And started off with Boston's own Hummingbird Syndicate. Their latest record just came out called Sound and Light. It's written Sound plus Light. It was a memo from Mars and just beautiful. It inspired the rest of the set. It really did. So again, with Hummingbird Syndicate, they're playing around a lot now. Go see them. Four part harmonies with those guys. Just fantastic stuff. All right, I've got the last set of the day, starting with new noise from Boston, from Boston's Nervous Eaters. Their new record is called Monsters and Angels, written Monsters plus Angels. Maybe that's a thing now. I don't know, but it's just
here today, obviously.
It's just fantastic. Just record actually just officially released yesterday. Again, Nervous Eaters, Monsters and Angels. This one is called Chad. It's new noise at WMFO.
Still running free. I've been looking here and
enough. Burra Sudovic, Leanne Cowie.
Gamble when you get a face. His first that your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your hips for me to kiss, came the dawn.
WMFO Medford, 10:57 in the morning. Mike and Cass getting ready to get out of here. The last set included new noise from Nervous Eaters, their brand new record, Monsters and Angels. That was Chad. Chad. It was awesome.
Love that one.
The Damned were next from their 2002 record, Damn, Damn, Damned. That was neat, neat, neat. The Scientists, wow, dirty, awesome guitar. 2007's record called Sedition. That was We Had Love. Just heard Richard Hell from 2015's record Orc Records from New York, New York. That was I Belong to the Blank Generation. And just heard Stiv Bators from the record Disconnected in 2004. That was I had a great cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. He was the lead guy of the Dead Boys.
Yep.
Really
yeah.
good stuff.
Yep.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming
having
in.
Me, Mike. I appreciate it.
And I'm sorry that people on the stream couldn't hear anything, but sometimes, you know, you have technical stuff. But I'm going to put a link to the archive in the show thread on Facebook. So thank you, everybody that did try to listen. We'll figure out next time for
you. I want to plug the station next time, I promise.
Yeah, I know. You tripped over it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So something about the women with Sue is going to be up promptly at 11 a.m. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll come back next week at 9. Thanks, everybody.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.